Phil Moss, morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Mido. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, your reaction to Manchester City playing Chelsea in the Champions League final.
Well, I told you so.
You did.
True.
That's my reaction.
Yep,
true to that.
When did you say that, Mossy?
I'm finally been right with something, Oz. I said that last Thursday, mate. Go to the podcast. Go to the Big Hey, website.
I'll be checking it. I'm not going to take your word.
No way. How dare you take
someone's
word?
Anyone can just throw out a line like that. And you go, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we believe you.
So you're saying he's a BS artist?
No, I'm just saying I want to check it before I confirm it.
Nah, I reckon, Mossy, I reckon you can trust him. You can trust some people.
It depends how much conviction you got behind it when you throw it out, though.
That's exactly right. But you know what, Mossy, I do trust you.
Thank you, Loz. I bet you say that to all
the... rubbish to you, I know. He just said, I'm going to check because I don't trust you. Now you're saying, that's all right, Mossy, I do trust you.
I told you I'm the best double facer in the business.
Yeah.
He's on his way for a coffee with Robbie Slater, I think. look, it's great news for fans of the English game. And look, I just sense, you know, I always thought Manchester City were going to get there. I thought they were favourites for the title this season, and I maintain that. I think they'll win the final against Chelsea. But you just sense Chelsea had some real momentum going into this two-legged tie with Real Madrid, and Real. I don't know. They're not the same as they were in those seasons where they went back to back to back Champions League titles under Zidane, and they were all at sea in this tie as well. They just weren't themselves, and it's great to see Chelsea doing so well for all those Chelsea fans, because they went through the change of manager halfway through the season in January. Thomas Tuchel came in to replace Frank Lampard. Werner and Havertz, that was a big gamble by the club at the start of the season to bring those two in. And I say big gamble because they spent a lot of money. It was around a $400 million recruitment drive that they had for those two. And it's paid off. They've got to the Champions League final. So they're in with a shot.
Well, I'll get you on record early then, Mossy. Who wins?
Yeah, Manchester City win for me, Loz. I just think this is the holy grail for Manchester City. It has been since Pep got there, they're just at a different level, in the Premier League and also the Champions League, and I can't see them being beat in Istanbul when the final comes around.
Jose Mourinho to Roma, how long does this relationship last for?
Well, 3 years on paper, because that's what he signed for, but we all know a coaching contract's only worth the number of games that they win as a manager. So, look, it's one of they're coming seventh Roma this season. They've obviously talked through a plan with Mourinho to get them back a winning culture, was the words that they used. So, look, it'll be interesting to see. It's going to be strange not having him in the Premier League, of course, but he has coached in Italy before. And he's won the title in Italy, so he knows his way around that competition. And it sounds like a good match, to be honest. But it'll be interesting. Everyone watches Mourinho to see how he goes.
Is,
big name.
Is this a good match? Harry Kane leaving Tottenham to go to Man United? That's the rumour.
Look, I'm probably going to get pelted with eggs by all Spurs fans for saying this, but yes, I think it is. He has gone on record many, many times saying that he wants to win titles. All the individual accolades and the golden boots and all of that is one thing, but he's a real team player, Harry Kane, and he wants to win titles with the players around him. He can't do that, or he hasn't been able to do that at Spurs. They've come close a couple of times, but $160 million bid to take him to Old Trafford, and I think the Glazers, the family that own Manchester United, have got some making up to do with their fans. I think bringing Harry Kane to Old Trafford would be a very, very good start.
Brisbane Roar back home, climbing the ladder with a win against Western United, 2-1 last night. Melbourne City just continue to shine, 3-1 against Perth Glory. What'd you take out of those results?
Well, it's a silent climb with Brisbane under Warren Moon. He's not a high-profile manager when he came in to replace someone who was very, very high-profile in Robbie Fowler. But he's got the team there or thereabouts. They've climbed to fifth on 30 points. They're only 2 points adrift of second-placed Mariners. And it was a late show last night with Dan Zaki, the Japanese recruit, scoring the 94th minute to get the 3 points. It was on a soggy pitch. There's been a fair bit of rain up there in Brisbane, but you know they were good value for those 3 points against Western United and Melbourne City. Just keep humming along. They didn't have their coach, Patrick Kisnorbo, on the sidelines. He's done his Achilles at training, so as the coach. So he's out for 2 weeks. He's been told to rest up. So they still got the job done. They had to come from behind over in Perth, which isn't easy economy. He scored a cracker of the first goal for Perth to go 1-0 up. But then McLaren, he is just unbelievable, this boy. He's now the fastest in A-League history to 100 goals. He's got 101 goals in 144 games. He's got 22 goals for this season already. So he's 11 clear of second place, Matt Derbyshire from MacArthur in the Golden Boot. And his aim now is to be the first player in A-League history to score 30 goals in a season. He wouldn't put it past him with six to play.
Have you got a multi for us?
I have, mate. Let's go EPL, A-League. Again, so we're going to go Leicester to beat Newcastle, Sydney FC to beat Newcastle, Spurs to beat Leeds, and Manchester City to set the scene for the Champions League final by beating Chelsea. And they play each other in the Premier League by quirk of the draw this weekend.
Beautiful. We'll have that up on our socials. Mossy, you go and have a great weekend, mate. Thank you.
You too, boys. See you for coffee, Loz, later on.
See you, buddy.